All right, let's have a punctual start. First of all, I would like to thank members for joining the 22nd meeting of the Task Force on Harbourfront Developments in Kowloon, Tsuen Wan, and Tsing Yi of the Harbourfront Commission. To begin with, I would like to welcome members to attend this meeting. In particular, I would like to warmly welcome and thank our co-opted member, Professor Raymond Fong, Honorary Adjunct Associate Professor of the School of Architecture of the Chinese University, for joining us again and giving comments on various important items. I would also like to welcome Dr. Edmund Lee, Executive Director of the Hong Kong Design Center. Unfortunately, he's not able to join this particular meeting. And we have received apologies from three members, from Mr. Paul Chen, representing the Hong Kong Institute of Landscape Architects, Engineer Professor Choi, representing the Hong Kong Institution of Engineers, as well as Mr. Suki Leung, representing the Real Estate Developers Association of Hong Kong. But Mr. Leung has actually provided his view about agenda item number 4, which I think all of the members have received, and we will table and go through his comments again later when we go to that particular agenda item. So I would also like to inform members about some of the representatives attending this particular meeting. Mr. Brenton Chow, Senior Manager of the Tourism Commission, is attending on behalf of Ms. Emily Mo. Mr. Jung Moon Kit, Senior Engineer, Kowloon District Central of the Transport Department, and he is attending on behalf of Mr. Wilson Pang. And Ms. Sylvia Tang, Chief Leisure Manager, Bracket Kowloon of Leisure and Cultural Services Department, and she is attending on behalf of Mrs. Doris Falk. So let us move on to the main agenda items. The first one is the confirmation of the minutes of the last meeting. So the draft minutes of the last meeting have been circulated to members on the 19th of February. And the revised minutes incorporating members' comments has been circulated to members on the 8th of March. So I think all of you would have a chance to go through, subject to no further amendments proposed at this meeting. May I take the minutes as confirmed?